If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, people, welcome back, man.
Welcome back, people. Welcome back.
Ruin Wills, the most honest podcast you're going to get when it comes to crossover boxing and life. You understand?
Facts.
We're out here to educate the people, and that makes us want to do a tier list. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's bear man. Some men get told they're not good. Some men get told they're good. Everyone's got their own agendas. You know what I'm saying? Keem wants you to think this guy's the best. Mams wants you to think this guy.
Trust me.
We're going to give you who we think is the best and what categories they should be in. We got 30 fighters. Shout out to Joseph for putting it together.
Big up, Joseph.
We have a crossover goats section. A nearly there section. You know what? Let me record this screen.
Has potential journey, man. Hang up the gloves.
Yeah.
We should have a little icon with a trash can like a bin. Throw them in the bin.
Some man needs to get belong in the bin. But we'll put them, man, in the hang up the gloves. Mm. Yeah. Let's start off. We got
where's my man? Salah.
Adam Salah has potential.
His weight. Who's his compare? Is he around Waleed and
Dean? Dean, I think so. He's small, man. He's tiny. He got potential.
But he's had too many close fights. He's a journeyman.
You think he's a journeyman?
He's a journeyman. For them, man, he's a journeyman.
Lee,
he's had too many close fights. Close calls.
So you don't think in the fights he's shown that he has potential to get there, or you think my man's maxed out?
He's been around for time. He's experienced.
Amateur fights as well.
I can't really remember him like displaying any killer instinct or putting the people away. He's just a journeyman. He's in the scene. He's just a body.
Floats from.
He's not like a Waleed. He's not like Dean. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
They're the ones.
You know what you're gonna get. You know what you're gonna see. They're gonna bring it.
Yeah. Salah is underachiever.
Yeah, underachiever. So it's the journeyman, isn't it? Isn't it?
When you put it like that. Yeah.
But I heard he's meant to be exhibition with Amir Khan. So good luck with that. Yeah, Amir Khan, another
them fights. You see those fights? They're the fights ruining crossover thing.
Yeah, them little things.
Those are the fights that's ruining it, because man, them are not. It don't equate. It don't make sense. Yeah. We got B Dave.
B Dave.
Best potential, man.
Where?
What do you mean? Bro, remember what I was saying, about his toughness,
Yeah, he's tough.
My man can take more licks than a lot of men here, willingly, If, with a bit of technique added to him.
He was happy to lose against Pineda, man. That's the wrong mindset, man.
He's a bridging,
man. He's here just to be a part of it.
So you say he's a journeyman as well?
Yeah, he's here to participate. He doesn't care if you win, lose, or draw. He just wants to get... B Dave, come over to London and present. Be Pineda's translator.
A part of the show.
He wants to just participate. Mm. So he's a journeyman.
But don't you think some men are early in the thing where you don't want to slap them in journeyman yet?
Bro, I think he's had maybe two fights.
He's had two fights in the whole realm. He's new, innit?
Okay, what weight is he?
Well, see, if he's fighting Pineda and that means he must be in the
round. Say 168.
168.
Nick Lamal beat him. Wasabi will beat him. Jarvis beats him.
What about Swarms?
Swarms. But Swarms is new to the game as well.
This is what I'm saying. There's a few new. So with the journeyman thing, I'm reluctant.
Okay, put him in half potential.
Just because he's fresh.
Yeah, because he's fresh.
Journeyman.
Ham.
Yeah.
Yeah, journeyman. Obviously, he's just on a weight loss thing, isn't it?
So, the transition, though.
Yeah,
the
transition's good. Excellent.
Because I need every good work. Me and Lee give credit.
Give credit where credit's due all the
and
time.
And he's done very well.
But he's a journeyman.
But he is a journeyman.
But he needs to stay on the prelims.
Remember, he's been on since the first days, bro.
No, I think he was around from, Logan 1.
Yeah.
Logan
that's what
one.
I'm saying. That's why he's a journeyman, because
he's
been about, he's had time to prove different, and he hasn't. So that's why I put him in there. Nick Lamar, Nick LMAO.
Oh.
Has potential.
And you got good stuff coming from him.
Dragged in the deep end.
They tried to set him up.
And he had a good performance.
Yeah, good performance. They're even trying to set him up again. I heard like there's rumors to fight Slim.
Slim?
Yeah. They're trying to set him up.
Shouldn't AT fight Slim?
Of course AT should fight Slim.
That should be the fight.
Oh, See the thing. We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that later.
Swarms.
Swarms. He has potential, man.
I think so.
He's had the worst deal
ever.
Ever.
In crossover boxing.
In crossover boxing history.
History.
2 weeks to fight KSI. Yeah.
Dashed in the deep end.
That's bad. That was so bad. Atrocious.
Dashed in the deep end.
Then fought Ryan Taylor.
Yeah. They thought Ryan Taylor was going to smoke him as well.
Then, because he had the one punch thing, he thought it was tasty for Deji. And then he got exposed. But he needs to stay at the game.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For at least 6 months, 6 to 8 months, and just learn, man. He's doing well, good transformation, picking up the game.
Yeah, now he's someone that made the most of an opportunity.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Does. An opportunity was presented to him to mess him up and set him up, and he's stuck by it. And yeah, man, I rate it.
Yeah, so I want to see him have a nice fight. Maybe after December, next year, have a good fight, man. Sort of equal, a good
That's
opponent.
What I'm saying, like a
B-Dave.
You should fight a B-Dave.
A B-Dave or even someone
He deserves
more new,
a B-Dave.
More new. He deserves like at least someone like 1-0 or someone or, yeah.
Because it depends on what their plans are. I don't think he's in the category of let's develop him. He's in the category of if we call him, he will say yeah.
I think he's probably got the fastest twitch fighters in the games. Yeah, so there's potential, man. But he needs a good matchup.
Pineda's
the journeyman, man. He's like a sort of people hyping him up and whatnot. The goat, he's not a goat, man. Don't. We're not pushing that narrative. He's not a goat. He's decent, but remember, he's a pro.
He's a people's. Yeah,
he's a pro.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a pro boxer.
Yeah,
he's a pro boxer.
No, true.
So but in theory,
he piece up B Dave, innit?
Yeah, piece up B Dave.
And then they done the tag team.
Yeah, the tag team together. He's just like a...
So what, here or here? I'm like, he shouldn't have potential, innit, technically.
Yeah, exactly.
He should be there or there, innit? Yeah. Based on being a pro. But I'm going to slap him there. We have to slap
him. He's a journeyman, man. There, yeah. He's a journeyman in this thing. Like, it's sort of like a gatekeeper. It's
right, a fans free, hey, our tell this is about to get critiqued. Everyone like has potential and journeyman, ain't no one, and no one's made to hang up the gloves yet. But that's coming.
Yeah, that's good.
That's coming. Raxu.
He has potential. Yeah.
I like his mentality as well.
He's hungry.
He's hungry. Wasabi.
I like wasabi.
Has potential.
I like wasabi.
He has potential.
He's not really there.
Yeah,
he has potential. I like wasabi.
He has potential. I think that. Who's this guy again?
I'm not really happy with these labels, you know. Because Wasabi shouldn't be amongst these guys.
What, you don't think he should be in the has potentials?
I mean, he has potential, but...
So he's nearly there?
No, he's not nearly there, though. He's not nearly there.
So that means that he's on the upper end of having potential.
Yeah.
He's kind of like don't mid worry. To low. You know
Next time we come back to this, we're going to have something else.
Yeah, we'll have different names.
We'll have names. Something else.
What's my man's name again this way?
Is that virus or something?
Yeah, I think that is. Is that virus? Did he just knock out my man or the other day?
Yeah, I think so.
The upset, innit?
Yeah, the upset.
He's new, innit?
Yeah, he's new. He's new. So he has potential. We need to see more from him.
We need to see more.
But that was a great KO, KODK money. Man, like,
the break. And we got one half of the breakdown. Our rival, podcast, aka friends. Yeah, we can't put him in any of these. He's been around too long.
Of course.
He has to go here.
Yeah.
Or here.
Hang up the gloves. Hang up the gloves.
Because I feel like he will be a better teacher to all these men than competing himself.
Yeah. Hang up the gloves.
I think he should
hang up the gloves.
And open up a dojo for these crossover men
Yeah, hang up
to
the
come
gloves,
true.
Man. Because with their experience in combat, and he couldn't put away Kenny. Yeah, hang up the gloves, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hang
up
the gloves.
He should have been able to do a job on Kenny, technically speaking.
Hang up the gloves.
Kenny weren't even thinking about boxing when he was out here fighting Overflow and all these, man. You know what I'm saying? So I would say, Sensei,
and it's not even nice. Even all the breakdowns, the analysing boxing, all the information that's in his brain.
And we never see it.
Yeah. So
hang up the gloves.
Yeah.
It was that old journeyman. It was only going to be one of them two. Temps. FaZe Temper.
Another one. He had a hard run. I think he has potential.
Me too.
He has potential,
me too,
man.
A deep end Donnie. He's been thrown in the deep end.
Got thrown in the deep end. After the knockout, what Slim gave him. Yeah. Then to fight JJ. That should have never happened. Right. Bad management.
And he's then, back at it. Yeah. And he still wants to come. I feel like, he's got potential. You can't put him in journeyman category or hang up the gloves.
Yeah.
JMX, he's past the has potential stage. He's a journeyman.
Yeah, he's a journeyman.
He's a journeyman.
The journeyman.
He used to be here.
Yeah.
And even maybe there at one point.
Yeah.
But now
he's just about.
He's
it?
Just it's about not, man. Yeah. They're using him as a card filler.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. We got Levon Bell.
Levon Bell. He has potential.
Has potential.
New to the scene.
New to the scene. Improving. That's the thing. A lot of men are new to the scene.
Yeah. Yeah, hang up the gloves, man.
That was Tonzinetti.
Pathetic.
Yeah,
hang up the gloves.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And hang out the gloves, man. Because he don't take the game serious, you know? He don't take the game serious. He's just using it as a little marketing thing.
Yeah, I don't even know what he was using it for.
I don't, but you can. You don't train, man. Quit.
Yeah, and quit, man. Come on, man.
Yes, hang up the gloves.
That's bad.
And go and make them music. Yeah, the music that he's
do your
making.
Thing on what you do.
It's this Bamba.
Yeah, Bamba shouldn't even be on this list. He's not an influencer. He's a pro.
It's crossover.
Bro, I'm telling
it?
You, like I
Bro,
said
it's
before,
crossover.
Like I said on Twitter, Anthony Taylor is their Pied Piper.
Yeah, he is.
Anthony Taylor is their Moses trying to lead them to the promised land.
No, he is.
You know what I'm saying? They've seen Anthony Taylor and think, I want to be like him.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So what? You're going to put him in what then? Where should Bamba be?
Them man shouldn't even be on the screen.
Bro, they're crossovers. This is the problem. This is what I was just saying.
That's what I'm saying. Influencer boxing and crossover boxing is two different things.
It's like, and this.
You shouldn't let people blur the lines. Like, use people. Yeah, use let the shadow government blur the lines.
Mm.
The lines shouldn't be blurred. It's influencer
AT should
boxing,
be pro division,
and then pro. Of course he should be.
He should be pro division.
He has pro MMA fights. He's had pro boxing fights.
Mm.
How can you come here and cry after beating a TikToker?
No, it's true.
Come on,
drop
man.
Down on his knees like he was.
Yeah.
Like he was Haney.
Whoa.
He's bro,
I haven't seen Olympic gold medalist cry like that. Mama,
man dropped to the
dropped
floor,
on
bro.
His knees.
Like he won a world title.
Man was last year. Man was running on the spot.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. So what, Bamba? What? So we're gonna leave AT and Bamba out? Are we not even gonna put them in there? We're not gonna put
the
them
thing
in
is,
there.
AT got his influence from being in the scene. He didn't come. He didn't want to influence it beforehand.
True.
Just by being about and being taking every opportunity, seizing every opportunity.
Earned his name.
Yeah, yeah, And I rate him because he's an opportunist and seizes every opportunity.
I'm gonna put him here, you know.
Nearly bare.
I'm gonna put him in a nearly there because he's not a young fighter. He's not a new fighter.
Yeah.
He don't have potential.
Yeah.
He's not a goat.
No, he's not a goat at all.
But he's upsetting people.
He's upsetting people.
So that's how
No, it is. He's a genius, man.
Yeah.
He's a genius. The way he wiggled his way in, he's a genius.
Brilliantly.
He's a genius.
Brilliantly. We're going to leave Bamba out.
Yeah, leave him out. Leave him out. Him, AT, Idris, Rockman, they need to all go and do that pro tournament. That's
no, they
it.
Do. They do.
Go
they
over
do,
there.
They do, they
I heard the winner gets a meal. Go over there. Go over there.
They should do it.
Go over there.
Because it's not right otherwise, man. Mm. It's not giving people a fair shot. Chris Avila.
But he's the same, though. He's a bad boy. He's a bad boy for most of these people.
Yeah.
Chris Avila is a bad boy for all these people on there. I'm telling you.
What weight is he? What's he like? Nate Diaz is weight like them, man. All that
around that weight. But he's a bad boy for all of them.
What are we putting him in? What are we putting him in?
Bro, if you're adding... Because he thought AT and beat up AT.
Yeah.
So,
you have
you know
to,
what I'm saying? But he's a bad boy for all of these people. I'm telling you.
He don't qualify as a GOAT yet, though. Does he? Does he? Does he qualify as one of the man them there?
He pieced up Bamba.
He pieced up Bamba and AT.
BAT, so okay. He has to be above AT. They're not on the same level.
He's got to go up there.
AT ain't mentioned his name, you know.
It's true.
AT knows he's in the same realm as him, but he's staying mute. He's staying mute.
No one really mentions his name.
No, he's a bad boy.
Because he's dangerous, isn't
it? Yeah, Chris, big up yourself, man. I'm rating him. I'm rating that gang over there.
This guy.
Chase. I'll hang up the gloves.
He just wants to be a comedian. Hang up the gloves or fight T-Bone. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, T-Bone.
It's a T-Bone thing.
But yeah.
Blueface.
Oh, Blueface.
Is what Nelly Dale has potential. Man's thought, I think he's
Nelly Dale. I think he can fight most people.
Don't you think he'll piece Slim?
Yeah, of course he'll piece up Slim.
You think he'll piece up Slim?
Yeah, I think he'll piece up Slim.
Don't you know what?
That'll be a good fight. That'll be a good fight. That's a very good fight.
You know what?
I shouldn't say he'll piece up Slim. It'll be a good fight.
It's a mentality
thing.
It's a mentality thing.
Of course it is.
But Slim will dash licks.
Of course.
Because that's what Slim does. He throws bangs and he goes in there with intention. But him and Blueface, that's a 50-50.
It's a good fight. It's a very good fight. Long Slim brothers.
Your old nemesis.
Austin, man. I like Austin, man.
Would you still put him down as I have potential, Donny?
You know it is. I'll be honest with you, yeah? It's his coach's fault. His coach tried to train Austin to be him. If you watch his coach shadow box and do X, Y, Z, Austin tries to mimic that. And that's not his style, man.
That ain't the way forward. We know how that goes.
They move the same. So I think that was the mistake. And he's a new team, a new coach. But the mindset's weak now. So
for me, he goes in one of these two.
I don't think he's got the minerals, man, now.
He's got to hang it up.
Yeah, he's rich already. He got
and he's lying. He's lying about his injuries.
Yeah, man. But he had potential, man. He's just really the wrong team.
He did. He would have been up here.
Yeah.
He's definitely getting shift down. Hassan Ratman.
See, that's what I'm saying.
He shouldn't be there, innit? Yeah, we're gonna leave him and
Bamba
over there.
Yeah, leave them.
Jarvis.
Jarvis.
Someone that you're gonna see very soon.
Yeah.
Up close and personal.
Yeah. See, the thing depends on how him and Gibbs fight goes. So then he'll be nearly there, isn't it?
So
he has potential. He's still on growth. He's still learning.
Waleed.
I like Waleed. Nearly there.
Nearly there.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. Dean as well. Dean's
nearly
good.
There. Yeah, because these are skilled guys. These two have had one of the fights in the industry where it looked like a pro fight, and that is what I give them respect for. They weren't no. It was a very good fight, in fact, man. Them two was a very good fight. Mm. King Kenny.
Kenny now, I think he's still on the growing stage and a learning stage. I think he has potential, but after his next three fights, determine how they go, he'll be nearly there.
Yeah, I'd say
next
three. That's even too many. Kenny's
too many.
Yeah, man. How many fights has Kenny had now? I saw he's had more fights than anybody.
He's been active.
He's active. I'll give him to have potential though.
Yeah, because if we say nearly there, it must mean they're nearly to fight whoever you think the goats are.
They should be
contenders.
Logan, he gets nostalgic points. That's what happens with Logan.
Nostalgic points.
I'm an OG. What? Should we put him in there for a reason of? Just for the reason
of. Crossover goats.
Yeah, for the reason of.
Nah, he's not a goat.
You don't think?
He's not, nope.
How?
Because he fought KSI?
Twice. And that's still the biggest event, bro, ever. In the scene, bro.
Performance, isn't it?
It is performance.
Who can you fight?
But I mean, would he beat AT?
I think he'll beat AT.
Would he beat Blueface?
He'll beat, Blueface.
That's what I'm saying. We've
got bear in mind the weight, so we'll beat JMX.
Yeah.
In the
has potentials.
Fournier, you'll beat Fournier.
There's a lot of man. That's what I'm saying.
You won't beat Tommy.
No.
It'll be a decent fight, Tommy shouldn't be in there. Yeah, Tommy shouldn't be in there. I'm just trying to think. Nearly there. I'll put him in nearly there, man. I still need to see something. I need to see for his size and stature. I need to see him put away someone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe him fighting, not even Le'Veon Bell, man. Because he's still...
Le'Veon Bell, that would be a good fight, though.
Yeah.
Him and Le'Veon Bell. Yeah. They're both athletic, innit? They're both big guys, speedy. Yeah.
But we can't put him as a GOAT, man.
We put him there. I'd only put him in as a GOAT for, nostalgia.
Because he should have done more damage to Mayweather. He should have roughed up Mayweather a bit more for his size and stature. You know what I'm saying? Harlem shaking.
Dedge the ledge.
Dedge. Has potential.
Has potential. He's working to here. But right now, he's in there, has potential. And that should be credited. Winderson. What are we saying? We've only seen
two, seven fights.
I think I put him as nearly there.
You think he's nearly there?
Can't lie. What if Winderson fought Salt Papi? What are you saying?
It'd be a very good fight.
I think them men are nearly there. Yeah. That's what I think they are. I think them two are nearly there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Slim. Yeah, I think Slim is nearly there.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you have to. Yeah. But see the thing with Slim, yeah? That's what I'm saying. The game has been finessed. If you're 5-0 or 4-0, you shouldn't be fighting a debuting.
Yeah, no,
you shouldn't be fighting a debuting. You know what I'm saying? Tom Zanetti, bro. That's what I'm saying. The game's mad.
Yeah.
The game's mad.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, and then default, like, he's trying to call out like these newcomers and whatnot. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And know what I don't like about this game, yeah? These men will be at the press conference, yeah? They'll be sitting alongside other fighters and JJ will say, listen, I'm the best in the scene. Everyone just be on mute.
Yeah.
No one will say, nah, I'm better than you.
No, but then like, on socials they do.
Then, I know, yeah, but in person, no. You know what I'm saying?
In person, they're like happy to be there.
Yeah,
but
man.
But then on the socials, everyone's like, JJ, talk to me next. Come all find me.
I'm gonna put
so these next three, Winderson, Slim, and Salt Papi, mm-hmm. all go in the nearly theirs.
They're all going in the nearly theirs.
Because I do think that's fair.
Yeah.
Gib, what were you saying? I think you got to put him here, man.
In the crossover goats.
Yeah. You know why? Because the longevity.
Yeah.
And he's had two careers in this one little thing.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you know what I mean? It's like man's had two careers. It's like there's a Gib pre Jake Paul.
Is there a God tier here? Or there's no God tier?
No God tier.
Okay.
But like he pre-Jake, post-Jake. And remember, just because he's peace Matt Broome twice now, let's not act like everyone expected him to do it.
Yeah.
Everyone was writing him off.
Everyone was
and this guy
off.
Was looked at as one of the best.
Even against Holder, he was written off.
Every time he's been the underdog and not only one, but one in style, bro.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we have to put him up there. Mm-hmm. We have to put him there.
Yeah.
For sure. Like he's there, man. He's dedicates his life to it.
Yeah.
And you've seen that. The improvements. Mm-hmm. Jake, he has to go at the top. He ain't a nearly there. Yeah. Everyone aspires to try and mm-hmm. get a piece of this guy. JJ, same.
Yeah.
Then that leaves us with them two.
Haseem
and Bamba. Yeah. Maybe they should just fight then.
No, different weights.
Different ways, isn't it? Oh, yeah. And this guy, he likes to be heavy. Fam.
Yeah.
You know that. So
that's the thing. But... So this is our tier list. But I'll be honest with you, the numero uno is Jake.
He's still numero uno.
Of course he is.
Because of what?
Because of the opponents he's faced.
Yeah. It's based on that.
Even though I believe if him and JJ fight, JJ will win by KO within four rounds. But until that happens, he's still number one.
So you think, right, would JJ would have murked Nate Robinson?
Oh, yeah. JJ will beat him.
Ben Askren.
Yeah, beat him.
Who was it even? Woodley.
That's a tough one. I think JJ can beat him.
Yeah.
But see, the thing is, it's like you're naming opponents that Jake's already beat. So there's a blueprint already.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
That's facts. The KSI's coach is probably saying, oh,
he's a trendsetter.
Yeah, look, we're seeing he's this now. This is where the holes are. Mm. So he's going out there to be great. JJ's just following.
Yeah,
he's just following suit.
Trying to cover up, man. Yeah, it's true.
For that reason alone, he has to be number one. Yeah. He has to be number one.
Because I named all the opponents he's actually faced.
Yeah,
and since JJ's done the return,
look,
Swarms.
No, so think about it. It's meant to be Wasabi. Wasabi's not on JJ's level.
No,
Swarms is not on JJ's level. Pineda's not on JJ's level. And this was all known before he fought them.
Temper's not on.
And Slim showed the blueprint. He's really shot to bits.
Yeah.
Then JJ, you know what I'm saying? So there's always been someone who's done damage. He's always not Slim.
Fournier.
Yeah, Fournier. The Fournier thing as well, man. JJ's coaches said that they trained Fournier.
Yeah.
So they knew he was trash.
Yeah.
They really knew him.
They're aware.
You know what I'm saying? They're aware
of the
situation. So it's not like we're going into the abyss. We're fighting someone we really don't know if they're really game or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? So until that happens, but I think when he fights Tommy. If he knocks out Tommy, then he'll be supreme.
Oh, 100%.
That's it. But by KO. It has to be by KO. For me. It has to be by KO.
So if he wins it on a points thing, you don't think he reigns supreme?
No.
But because he's done it second?
Because you've got something to work off now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You've got something to see and work off. And Jake's already bit he's the already like, done there it to be great, you know what I'm saying?
Took the risk,
yeah,
when
took
it
the
was
risk, took the risk.
Yeah.
So nah, that's why. I think them man needs to try and find someone new. You know what I'm saying? Go in their own lane instead of trying to follow what's really
what he's already done and, yeah, and try and do it better.
Yeah.
No, facts.
That's what I think, man.
Facts.
That's what I think, to be honest.
But that's our tier list, people. We've got four people in the journeyman section, four people in the hang up the glove section, bare man in the has potential section. We're going to record an episode actually right now, just kind of talking about that, the management of fighters, because if predominantly most of the people involved in the scene have potential, what do the fight organizers do with that? Got a few nearly dares as well.
Add to the people that weren't mentioned.
Weren't my doing, man. It's Joseph's, man.
Yeah. Hold tight, Joseph, man. Blame Joseph, man.
The admin.
But
overall,
next time we'll have more people. I know people like. People are going to complain. Who else? Who we missed?
You know what? We didn't.
The DK Moneys.
The DK Moneys.
OJ Rose.
Who else is there? There's a few, man.
And there's loads of people, man.
There's loads.
Taylor Holders.
But everyone's not active,
Swingler,
man.
But Swingler's gone.
People are not active.
Yeah.
So it's a techie one. We might have to do a women's one as well. It'll be a mini list, but still maybe our top five women fighters right now. Might have to do something like that. But people, I hope you enjoyed the tier list. You know what I'm saying? We can't try and keep it as honest and provide reasons behind each picking. You know, this is not about personally liking people, disliking people, any beef like that. It's just based on the skill we've seen within the ring. We can say this is where we feel everyone belongs right now. But listen, make sure you like and subscribe. Hit the streaming platforms as well. And check the Twitter, because admin Joseph is active on there. And I know you, man, see Leon's Twitter, so we ain't even got to shout that one out too tough. But yeah, people, check the links in the description.
Bless people.
Bless up.